Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now here's Justin.
For the time allotted before us, I want to think about being thankful. Not just because Thanksgiving is tomorrow, but last time I read through the New Testament, it was just impressed upon me that the Christian should live a life of thanksgiving every single day. Because the Christian is a person, he or she, who walks among the earth thankful that their sins have been forgiven. I want us to look at two things. One of them is Psalm 103, and I want us to close with the ABCs of thanksgiving. Turn to 103rd Psalm. I thought Buddy was going to read that tonight. I was also thinking about the 100th Psalm, another good one, and I appreciate that reading as well. When I think about being thankful, although I know you're going to say, wait, Brother Justin, you just said that you just used the word Christians and they should be thankful, and now you're going to the Old Testament. Well, I am, because the Old Testament is there for our learning, Romans 15:4, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. And there are many great lessons that we can learn from the Old Testament. And I just love this poetry that David uses in Psalm 103. And I believe he shows us a few ways that we should, or a few reasons, I should say, of why we should be thankful. So I wanted to look at this and close out with the ABCs of thanksgiving. It says, a psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. A way that the Hebrews would write, it's written in Hebrew, a way that the Hebrews would do poetry is they'd almost like it were build a bridge. They'd make a statement, they'd take it. Then they'd back it up and say the same statement and take it a little bit further. That's why verse 1 and 2 start the same way. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not. He's talking about his soul. Don't forget the benefits of the Lord. Why? Here's a reason we should be thankful. He forgives all thine iniquities. He heals diseases. How does God heal? I have no earthly idea. Some things are just beyond the human mind to comprehend. Yet at the same time, I will stand here and tell you till I'm blue in the face that God answers prayer. And that prayer is an effective work. That's why we lift up people in prayer. Why else should we be thankful? He redeemed my life from destruction. We know He sent Jesus Christ to die upon the cross. Keep going. He crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, an inheritance among the saints, unlike any other earthly inheritance. Another reason to be thankful is He satisfies thy mouth with good things, that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. He provides things that are good, that meet our needs. I tell you another reason why I'm thankful, verse 6. The Lord executed judgment, righteousness, and judgment on all that are oppressed. You know, when it seems like Satan is winning, and that person that just gets under your skin, and you know they're out there living a sinful, wicked life, and it seems like they're just prospering over here, and they're prospering over there. Keep in mind that the Lord executes righteousness and judgment, and one day all wrongs will be righted on that great judgment day. I'm thankful for that. I tell you what else I'm thankful for, verse 7, that He made His ways known unto Moses. That's the old law. We also know He made the new law. His ways are known unto us. We don't serve a God that is ambiguous in what He wants us to do. I don't have to sit here and wonder, well, does God want me to sing with the guitar or sing with my vocal cords? He tells me He left His ways. I'm thankful, verse 8, the Lord is merciful and gracious, that He's slow to anger, that He's plenteous in mercy. I'm thankful, verse 9, He will not always chide. And I really like this last part of verse 9. And you see this a lot in the Psalms with David, and that He will not keep His anger forever. Now, other times David, and I'm paraphrasing here, but David would frequently say, Lord, don't correct me in Your anger. Because how many times when we're angry do we not maybe do something we should do? Now God wouldn't do that, of course. But I know growing up when my parents were mad at me because I did something I shouldn't have done, the punishment was always worse if they were still mad when they doled out the punishment. I always wanted them to cool down for just a moment and then give me what's coming. Well, here He will not keep His anger forever. I'm thankful for that. But notice here, I'm thankful, verse 10, that He has not dealt with us after our sins. I deserve to die for my sins. Wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. Nor does he reward us as according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west. That's how far he has removed our transgressions from us. I.e., they are forgiven through him. I'm also thankful he takes pity upon those that fear him. I'm thankful, verse 14, that he remembers that I'm just human, that I am not Superman. I can't do everything. He remembers that. I'm thankful, verse 15, that man's life is limited. I don't want to live here forever. I'm thankful, verse 16, the wind passes, it is gone. Verse 17, I'm thankful for the mercy of the Lord is everlasting to everlasting, that the mercies of the Lord never end. And I'm thankful, verse 18, it's to those who keep his covenant. That means the mercies of the Lord are for there for anyone that will obey and keep his commandments. Keep going, I am thankful, verse 19, the Lord prepared his throne in the heavens. I'm thankful he has a kingdom that rules over all. I'm thankful that I can praise him. Verse 20, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, do his commandments, hearkening to the voice. Bless the Lord, ye hosts. Bless the Lord, all his works. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I wasn't even counting through there. I lost count of how many things I have to be thankful for in Christ. Let's close out with the ABCs of thanksgiving. Go to the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. One simple verse, ABCs of thanksgiving. Why should I be thankful? A is for the action. Notice here what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 9:15, thanks. It's really not hard to be thankful. Not just on Thanksgiving. Not just in the month of November. Not just when things are going your way. We should be thankful every day. Our action is thanks. The blessing, his unspeakable gift. Now, it's not really that Paul couldn't describe it, but it's really just hard to describe it. It is just so overflowing. The blessing of God is just so overflowing. It's like it's unspeakable. Paul elsewhere has described this gift, but he just calls it an unspeakable gift. That's just how amazing it is. But to ABC, the C is the cause, is God. Because of God, my action should be I am thankful for the blessing of his unspeakable gift. What's that unspeakable gift? Go back to Psalm 103 and tie it all back together. These are blessings that are only found in Christ. Only found to those who are Christians, who have heard, believed, repented, confessed, been baptized, go down that watery grave, come out a new creature alive in Christ. If you're not a Christian, and I'm going to say this as nicely as I can, if you're not a Christian, those blessings don't apply to you yet. But they could if you become a Christian. Why not become one today? If you are a Christian, you need to hang in there. Be thankful every day for all the blessings of God. And if you have strayed away from his loving kindness, from his path that he has illuminated through his word, if you've stumbled because of sin, you need to repent of those sins and be restored.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
So glad to have you along with us here on Reading the Word. Yes, my name is Justin Reed, and if you want to study again with us online anytime, you may do so at your convenience at readingtheword.net. That's R-E-A-D-I-N-G. Readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. From there, you'll see every program listed by air date and time. And this is program 182. Be ye thankful. I wanted to just spend some time reading God's Word together. Shall we? Since that is the name of the program, after all. And I'll be reading from the first page of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1. This is program 181, excuse me, ABCs of Thanksgiving. If I could read my notes and know where I'm at, it'd be better. Program 181. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, that the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit yielding tree after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself, after his kind. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the third day. And the Lord said, Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days, and for years. Let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, Let us make man in our image, let them have them after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creepeth over the earth. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them and said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, every tree which is in the fruit of a tree, yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, to every fowl of the air, to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Genesis chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. That's the first 35 verses of the book of Genesis. I do appreciate you spending some time with us here on Reading the Word. I hope you have enjoyed our study of the ABCs of Thanksgiving, and also our reading here from the book of Genesis. Would love for you to join us again anytime that you have this opportunity. And you can catch our archive online anytime at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says radio program. They're all listed by air date and program number as well. Free, would never ask a dime from you. May the good Lord bless you, and may he keep you. Please continue to pray, and thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.